ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतम् नारं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु इत्थं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. So before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, we should offer respectful obeisances unto Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, Mother Saraswati, who is the goddess of learning, and Srila Vyasdev, who is the compiler, author of Srimad Bhagavatam, and to Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator and commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we are reciting first canto, second chapter, one of the most important verse. All the verses are most important, but Prabhupada quote this verse a lot. Verse number 17.
Srinatam Sakatha Krishnaha Punna Sravana Kirtanaha Ridhi Antaha Astuhi Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhrit Satam Srinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtanaha Vidayantastu Ahi Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhrit Satam Srinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtanaha Ridhi Antastihi Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhrit Satam Srinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtanaha Ridhi Antastohi Abhadrani Vidhunati Suhrit Satam.
Please chant.
Srinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtana Dayantastahi Avadhani Vidunati Surit Satam Srinatam Sakatha Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtana Vidhi Antastahi Avadhani vidunati suritsatam.
Matajis.
Srinatam sa katha krishna. Punna sravana kirtana.
Priyantasto hi avadhrani.
Vidunati suritsatam.
And the guru police.
Srinatam sa katha krishna
punya shravana kirtana
punya shravana kirtana vidhi antasto hi abhadrani vidhunati suritsatam
Srinatam
sa katha krishna Unna Sravana Kirtana
Vidyantasto hi Abhadrani
Vidyantasto hi Abhadrani
Vidunati Suritsatam
Vidunati Suritsatam
Srinatam Svakatha Krishna
Srinatam Svakatha Krishna
Unna Sravana Kirtana
Unna Sravana Kirtana Vidhyantasto hi Abhadrani Vidunati Suritsatam.
Thank you. Srinatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of Sakatha, his own words. Krishna, the personality of Godhead. Punna, virtues. Shravana, hearing. Kirtanaha, chanting. Vidhi antastaha, within one's heart. He, certainly. Abhadrani, desire to enjoy matter. Vidhunoti, cleanliness. Cleanliness. Suhrit, benefactor. Satam, of the truthful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear His messages, which are in themselves virtues when properly heard and chanted. Wow! Can you believe the whole translation is one sentence? Prabhupada put it. That's unbelievable. Purport. Messages of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord and that He has endowed His innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound, but unfortunately we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy name, holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotees of the Lord. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men wants to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly clear of all sins. The material sins are product of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problem for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of woman and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such thing from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. By the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. What else to speak? Everything is already given in this purport so beautifully. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Vanchakalpatarubhyo Kripasindubhyaivacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is the birthday of Dibbanga Prabhu also. Before I forget, so let's give a Hari Bol 3 times to Dibbanga Prabhu. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He's our book distributor in Alachua. So Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice, the results of hearing Harikatha. What will happen when you hear? Someone may say, I am hearing for so many decades, I don't retain. What will be the difference? It's a Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, on his own, one time explained that, actually it's in the first canto, 8th chapter 36, Srila Prabhupada says, when the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other process become automatically perfect in their own way. It's such a profound. Then can see God face to face by Pramanjana. Everybody knows the word Pramanjana. Can somebody tell me what is Pramanjana? Prabhupada put it in that. Prema means love. And Anjana means? Anointed. Very good. Very good. Like a kajal. Very good. Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan Parikrama, when he came to see his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where Srila Prabhupada expressed that he could not understand the philosophy his Guru Maharaj was speaking, but he tried to hear this. And his Guru Maharaj marked. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, oh, Abhay is very attentive in hearing. So see if he, the key point, even though Prabhupada is expressing out of humility that he could not understand what his Guru Maharaj is saying, but what was he doing? Hearing, attentive. And his Guru Maharaj noticed that, and Prabhupada writes that Abhay has a desire to hear from me. And then Prabhupada says, perhaps by his grace I am able to speak now. So that's all we all can do, try to hear what Prabhupada has given in the purport, in his books. And you'll be very mystically experienced in your life when you grow up, all the children, I'm sure, that all these things that you heard in your life from childhood about Krishna, about bhakti, about devotee, they all became fresh. In commentary of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, when Krishna and Balaram was a student in their Guru Maharaj Sandipani Muni's ashram, they got three benedictions, but they had a few things we can learn, that willingness to learn is a conscious choice. Where it has to come from? Can somebody answer? The willingness to learn is a conscious choice, but where, from who? Conscious choice is, who has the conscious choice? The soul, very good, thank you. We all have that. So you have to have an eagerness to learn, eagerness to hear. And if you can appreciate and be grateful to the facility and the gift you got, then you can actually retain the knowledge you hear. How do you feel grateful and appreciating? Like your teachers, like the ISKCON Alachua have this temple. Srila Prabhupada's inspiration, his disciple built this temple, and you appreciating Srila Prabhupada to give such a beautiful translation, beautiful purport. When you are appreciating this, you can retain this knowledge that we hear. I had this problem also. I could not remember. And then more I start appreciating and feel grateful, you can retain. Be grateful to your teacher, be grateful to Prabhupada, be grateful to all the senior devotees. And say, thank you for building such a nice temple. We had a nice, beautiful kirtan. Those girls are like unbelievable. You feel like Prahlad Maharaj in million years back. What about now? They are here. I mean, not Prahlad Maharaj, I don't mean. But similar capacity. These girls, these boys, they are like from Vaikuntha, you can see. They're definitely, they have a very exclusive special mercy of all our Guru Parampara headed by Prabhupada. Hearing is number one, began with giving our ear to hear. When we hear, the ear does not hear, But ear is a facility. Who is hearing? The soul. How is hearing? By sattvagun, medium of sattvagun called sense perception. The ear is a product of rajagun. But when we engage the rajagun into Krishna's hearing, then it transforms into Krishna eyes or Krishna conscious, is no more material senses. And the hearing ability, it's a product of sattvagun that Krishna gives us. When we hear about Krishna, then that sattva becomes, or goodness becomes pure goodness. This is how we transform our senses to. Manibandha Prabhu asked Prabhupada that how one can become pure devotee. You are pure devotee, Prabhupada, in Mahabhagavat. So Prabhupada told him, what do you notice? You are traveling with me. What do you notice I'm doing? And then he says, well, you are reading, you are speaking, you are honoring prasadam. So he went on the list and Prabhupada said, did you see I'm engaging all my senses? You can do the same thing and then you become pure devotee. Is that difficult? Gopal, thank you. Means he's eager to do it. So we all can become pure devotee, and Prabhupada wanted us to become pure devotee. It is not some artificial, oh, we should not be proud. No, Prabhupada actually, in Paris, Prabhupada gave a class, and after the class, Indradumna Maharaj narrated this story. He was a grihastha at that time. And Prabhupada said, any question? So one person, he joined yesterday. I mean, day before that class. And he raised his hand and he says, when can I become like you? And all the sannyasi looked at him and said, this type of question is not, you ask Prabhupada to become like him. But so they kind of like a little, not feeling comfortable. But Prabhupada was so kind, he noticed, he said, yes, that is very nice question. Why you think I'm traveling and preaching all over the world? I want all of you to become pure like me. So Prabhupada wants us to become pure devotee. And today we learn to become pure devotee. First thing we can do is, somebody help me. Huh? Louder. Hearing, very good, Gaurachan. Very good. Give him a little pot. Very nice. When you pay attention and you really grasp it, after 30 years he will still remember. Hearing is the first limbs of bhakti. And then Prabhupada says, when you hear, then the other senses, everything else will be automatically purified. So this is very nice. Today also, hearing some pastimes of Krishna, you all know that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada gave us so much details in Krishna book. And certain pastimes is like, I heard this 40 years back, I cannot forget it. It's like such a contagious, such a attractive. Like Bhaktisara Maharaj said one time, that one time Krishna was lying down, and his pillow, where the pillow goes, Prabhu, when you lie down on the bed? Pillow supposed to be go under where? Under head. Very good. But Lalita Sakhi saw pillow was under the feet. So then she said, she was upset with Visakha Devi, says, why pillow is under the feet, supposed to be under the head? So then the pillow started talking. Pillow said, please forgive me. Because every devotee comes and paid obeisances to his feet and glorifying his feet. And I was wondering, I'm always on the head, why not feet? Let me get some blessing like all the devotees get. So I just choose to come. I'll go back if you don't like it. What I'm trying to say, everything in Krishna consciousness, in Krishna's abode, is conscious. When you hear about Krishna, You are connected with Krishna through consciousness. When you see the absence of reality Krishna in something, that is called illusion. What is illusion? Absence of Krishna. For an example, you take one apple. If you think, well, I worked very hard whole week, I'm going to spend the money to buy the apple, and I'm going to eat the apple like anything, then you will be called karmi. You understand the karmi means? Karmi means you are for yourself. You want to enjoy the result of your activity by yourself. And there is another type of people in this world, they will say, well, this apple is created by God, okay, I'll take it for myself. But he recognized, they are called jnani. You heard those words, no? Jnani. And who are the devotees? They see the apple. They say, oh, the apple is created by God, it's for His pleasure, we'll offer it, and then we'll honor the prasadam. They are called devotees. So there's a very subtle distinction between that the intention and their knowledge behind their action is what differentiates from karmi, jnani and bhakta. So Prabhupada is giving the importance of hearing. Importance of hearing Krishna enter in your heart. Everybody heard this sloka? Ishvara Parama Krishna. Can you all repeat together with me? Let's see. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Can somebody help me translation? Anybody? Ishvara means controller. Very good. Parama means supreme. Very good. And Krishna means Krishna, supreme absolute truth. So, now I have a question. Is this sloka, that part you learned, that Ishvara Parama Krishna, Gopal Prabhu, can you tell me what's the meaning, roughly? Very good. So, is that things that you learned in the book or in your heart now? Because you repeated what was in the book. Now in your heart, what happened in the book is lost? It's still there. So that's how Krishna enters in our heart. When we hear, we embrace that philosophy and we repeat, then it stays in our heart. Same Krishna in the book, in Bhagavatam form, in the deity form, when we look, we appreciate and we repeat, we contemplate, we reflect, we assimilate. Sachinandan Maharaj, when he was here, I forgot, 2 years or 3 years back, he gave a beautiful Bhagavatam seminar. And he said, every day when you hear the Bhagavatam, how do you see the result of effect, the effect of your hearing? What's supposed to be the effect? And how do you, what are the process of getting the effect? Effect means seeing Krishna face to face, connecting Krishna in your heart. How? So he gave a very nice, in a short way, three things we need. Srinnata saddhaya nittam, grinantasya sachestitam. This is the sloka he was focusing, highlighted. Srinnata means saddhaya nittam. So I want everybody to remember this, please. Maharaj spent whole 3 days, I forgot, 3 days or 4 days? 3 days? Something like that. And he emphasized this, and it pounded in my head. I hope I never forget it. First thing he says, take a vow to hear Bhagavatam every day. So what's the first point he says? Every day hearing Bhagavatam. So that's one. If you want to see Krishna in your heart, this is things, three things you do. Second, he says, Srinda Saddhaya Nittam Grinantasya Saddhaya. Oh, you have to bring a faith. How do you get a faith? What did Prabhupada say? How do you get faith? Faith means believing, maintaining a belief. Maintaining a belief in your heart with wholeheartedly. You do not want to lose it. You want to maintain that belief. How do you believe? How do you maintain that belief? by the association of those devotee who has faith. And Maharaj quoted this verse, Satam Prasangad Mama Virja Sangvido. And Prabhupada quoted that verse so many times. So how do you develop faith? By the association of those who has faith. You become contagious. It is a natural. You follow Radhanath Maharaj, you follow Sachinandan Maharaj, they have a strong faith, you get the faith too. That's how you get faith. Faith is not going to drop from the sky, or I don't know, you cannot buy it in the market. It comes from the heart of those who has a faith. So one was, you hear Bhagavatam once in life, or what did I say? Every day, thank you. I just want to see if you paid attention. Second thing he says, you need to hear Bhagavatam with
faith.
Faith. Louder?
Faith.
And how do you get the faith?
By something
other required. Oh, these are like genius, they remember the whole thing. And the three things. With rapt attention. Can somebody explain me what is the rapt attention? It's a simple English. Yes, Prabhu. Louder. Very good, very good, very nice. This Gurukulis are like a future acharyas of this world. They can actually take over the world and turn into Krishna consciousness. So if you do just these three things, with rapt attention, with faith, you hear Bhagavatam every day, you will see Krishna everywhere in your heart. And then you will become, what will be the result? You will become pure devotee. And how you are going to experience? Happiness. Sangsiddhi Haritoshanam. Very good. Thank you so much. What is the time now? It's 8:48. Any question, comment, reflection? No? Is there a microphone, Prabhu?
How do we develop the rapt attention? Because a lot of times your mind, it wanders so much, so how do you get this strong attention to hear?
Krishna is very kind. When Bhagavan Das wrote a letter, he asked a question to Prabhupada. It's in the Veda base, you can look. I believe it's 1974. He asked a question to Prabhupada. How do we become? He asked the question that when in the temple when we chant, everybody gets the same result. How the result is produced? It's a very nice question. And the Prabhupada reply, I'm paraphrasing, that when we chant, we are connected with the absolute truth. And then he gave this simple English, but to me it's like a sloka. He said, proportion to your conscious acceptance. Proportion to your conscious acceptance. So I asked different senior devotees, what does that mean? They said, how much you believe, how much you really have faith on the word of acharyas, Prabhupada, how much you have faith on holy name, that much you will get result. So then I asked the question, Prabhupada goes further, how do you get attentive chanting? He said, Krishna is not looking how much anartha you have. Krishna is looking how much eagerness you have to serve Him. Because if you look at those verses, jat karma vid jat tapasya gena vairagya jatascha jat yogena dhana dharmena shreyavi itares api mad sarvam mad bhakti lobena bhakti yogena sevaya sarga apavarga madhama jat kinchit banchati. This is in 11th canto, Bhagavatam, 20th chapter. Krishna says that while you are serving, you are trying to be sincere and you feel sometimes you are failing to control your senses. And you regret, garhayan, the word garhayan, is, you regret. But you should go on serving, whether attentively or not attentively, keep on serving. And it's very sweet, he says, that praktena bhakti yogena, because you are serving sincerely, I reside in your heart, will destroy something that is not good for you. But something you had a attachment, Krishna may send some as a token. And you don't want that, then Krishna will remove it. But Krishna is not a, how you use the word, he's not a cruel master, he is most compassionate, in a sense that even if you had a desire that is not allowing you to be attentive, because those desires are taking me away and disturbed. Krishna says this, jat karma bit jat tapasya. Yes, when you become my devotee, try to become my devotee. Once you become devotee, then even if you have those desires, for an example, the Acharya gives that Dhruva Maharaj had a desire. What Dhruva Maharaj had a desire? Somebody help me. Bigger than his grandfather. He wanted a kingdom. So Krishna gave his darshan as a Narayan form. And he saw the Narayan form in the heart. Then he disappeared and then he felt disturbed. Then he saw Narayan outside. And then he confessed. He said, I was looking for broken glass, but I found diamond. And he doesn't want anymore that big kingdom. Did Krishna say, okay, you will not have it. You remember that? No. Krishna gave him. Krishna gave him. Why? Krishna is not depriving you. Krishna will never deprive. This is Krishna's loveliness, his kindness. He loves each of us so much that he will never deprive, even if you have a desire. Sukhdev Goswami, what desire he had? He didn't want to come out from his mother's womb. I never heard anybody did that. 16 years he was in the womb. Of course, it didn't say how she felt or how he felt. 16 years in the womb. So his father said, come out. He could talk to the child in the womb. He said, no, I'm not coming out. He said, why? He said, because the material nature, Maya, is so powerful, I don't want, I'm scared of it. He said, okay, I give you word. He said, I don't believe you are a householder. He's talking to his father. But of course, his father is a liberated soul, he's the incarnation of God. So then he asked, who do you believe? He said, only Krishna. So Vyasadeva had to go all the way to Dwarka to invite Krishna to come. And Krishna came. Krishna says, okay, child, come out. Say, yes, my Lord. You are giving me word that I will not be in trap of Maya? He said, yes, I give you the word. So Sukhdev came out. In this chapter, in the beginning, the second verse, Jampra Vrijanta Manupetu Upaita Krittam, that verse explained that how Sukhdev Goswami appeared and he started walking. You remember all read this second sloka. So, question came that, wait a minute. He didn't even exhibit as a devotional, pure devotee, but Krishna gave him liberation because he took shelter of Krishna. He had this material desire, liberation. Liberation is not a pure desire. Bhakti is the pure desire. But he asked for liberation. But Krishna gave. Krishna gave Dhruva Maharaj. Chitraketu, he always loved to glorify Krishna with the melodious sound of the girls. So you may say, oh, he has the attraction for the girls. But when Chitraketu had a darshan of Sankarsan, did Krishna say, okay, no more attraction to the girls? No. He gave him an airplane. And he told all the Gandharva girls can sing with him the glory of Lord. So you can see that Krishna is so merciful. He never deprived us, even from sense gratification. But our goal is not sense gratification. But if somebody feels like, I cannot give up, it's like, I love it, but I know it is not good and it's so hard. Krishna says, Sarvam madbhakti jogena madbhakta labase anjasa. Anjasa means do not worry, very soon. Just keep on trying, keep on chanting, keep on going. Once you become little more pure, you will get whatever you needed, but you will never fall trap of Maya. That is so sweet. Is that answers? Thank you. Any other reflection? Contemplation? Yes, Prabhu.
How does one lose faith to the point that he denies the existence of the
Spirit? I had an experience of someone recently. According to Madhurja Kanamini, the offensive nature, you know, the translation of offense means utterance of name which is consciously made with enmity in the heart. So, when I become offensive to other devotees, all of a sudden I will start experiencing doubt in the philosophy of Bhagavatam or Krishna consciousness. I'll talk like I have a doubt. I don't believe everything. You know, I'll be like talking like, oh, how is possible he's talking like he has so much doubt? It's not the doubt. The cause of the doubt is offense to some great soul who has come to surrender or surrendering or surrendered. Either way, all three stages, I committed offense. I became judgmental or offended. But I did not see that offense created doubt in my heart. And Madhurya Kadambini of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives, like if you put it in a scale, the more offense, the doubt rises, the faith is going down. When you glorify and appreciate devotees, then the faith is growing. It's just like two sides of the scale. If you want more faith, start to appreciate and glorify to devotees. Not artificially, but genuinely. Oh, you are great, Prabhu. Why? I don't know. I'm just saying it. This is not really glorification. We see the divine quality every soul has. Prabhupada told to Samsundar Prabhu in Bombay that when Samsundar Prabhu said, oh, they are complaining, that, well, look at these Hare Krishnas, you know, early days. Look at these Hare Krishnas, like, they're like dancing like a frantically, you know, like. Anyway, they were not appreciating. So then they also commented something, and Prabhupada said there is a sixth perception in this world exists. Three are for karmi, three are for devotees. The karmis, they always see something wrong with others. They always see somebody is always less than them. They never can see themselves is less than others. They cannot. They always talk bad about others, judgmental or sentimental. Both are bad. We should be always transcendental. Prabhupada says that devotees are, that they see there is a good character and bad character of that person, but he chooses to take the good character. He doesn't want to focus the bad character. It's not like we deny that person, that devotee Pran Govinda, doesn't have a problem. He has a problem, but he also has a good thing in devotional path. Let's focus on that and appreciate that. Prabhupada said devotee starts from that level. And then you go further. It's very nice. In Samsundar Prabhu's book has this very nice. In the midst of all bad character of a soul, still a advanced devotee see a little spark, a good quality that can be engaged in Krishna service, and he dedicate to fan that spark to bring it out to a blazing fire, Prabhupada says. Means that little quality that every soul has to serve, he pulls it out. He's talking about us. We have to dedicate like this. We have to see a good quality in every person that walks in our life or in temple. and try to fan that and bring them closer with that quality. Yes, they may have a bad quality, but Prabhupada did not say you need to concern about it. We should focus on that good quality and try to emphasize and appreciate and bring him closer, closer. Eventually, that good quality will take over his entire heart and all the bad quality will disappear as if never existed. So something like that. Is that answer? Thank you. Yes, Dibbanga Prabhu.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, look within,
yes,
amend yourself rather than to pry into the frailties of others. In this world of Maya, full of trials and tribulations, averse to the Lord, it's better to take the humble position. And he says that when faults in others misguide and delude you, look within, find faults in yourself, and know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. So it's easy to find the faults, but we don't want to be like flies. Prabhupada said you should be like honeybee. The fly looks for sores. The honeybee looks for nectar. So we have to look within and amend ourselves. We have enough troubles and faults in ourselves that we're busy doing that, and then you won't see faults in others because it's inevitable. There's faults in everything.
This is beautiful. But something I found very interesting that this happened. And I could not come up, but I did speak to another senior sannyasi in our movement. And he actually found a good quality of that devotee, more than I could see. So it's true. But sometimes each individual, we cannot see. When somebody humiliates me, it's very hard. You know, I mean, it's easy to say, but it's very hard actually to become humble. I'm being honest to you, I'm not that humble. So I was thinking like, I want to be humble. How do I become humble? So I literally called that Maharaj. And he was in a bhakti, anyway, in New York. So he said, okay, well, does he distribute, does he come to Harinam? I say, yes. He comes to temple, he say, yes. So this, you focus on that, focus on that. I said, Maharaj, I could do that, but I could not do it until you like pounded on me. He said, yes, because for your own interest. Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhguru also says, tolerate humiliation, tolerate those criticism and other. Why? If it is for self. Why? Because forever, eternally you will be free. It's too big of a goal we'll get. Just little humiliation, who cares? I mean, we should tolerate. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.